The Roz and Mocha Show. We talk to the people that everyone else is just talking about.
Good morning, Catherine McDonald.
Good morning.
Catherine McDonald is a, are you a spiritualist?
I'm a spiritualist, medium, and psychic.
Okay, what exactly does spiritualist, medium, and psychic mean? Break it all down for us.
Spiritualist medium is someone that speaks to the dead.
Nice.
Communicates with those that have passed on around people.
Okay.
And the psychic will get certain predictive factors to help people get ahead in their life.
Okay. Mocha is a very big believer.
Cool.
Big time.
I'm what you would call a non-believer. So, can we turn the lights down just a little bit in here? Okay. This is perfect. So, what do you need in order for us to do this? What is your normal process of communicating with somebody who's dead?
The normal process is that someone will book a reading, and I do them in 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or the hour, and some shorter versions. Generally, I work with personal items, keys, jewelry, or photographs.
Okay.
I can work online or in person with them, and I will connect to who's around them, tell them what's going on in their lives, and then the guidance and direction from that loved one.
Okay.
That's generally how the readings work. But I can just be in a space and pick stuff up.
Is there anybody in the room with us now?
I keep thinking that the man that created the business is here. I wanted to say Mr. Rogers, but people will get the wrong impression.
Right.
I think it's Ted Rogers.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, because he kept saying, keep it short, keep it short, keep it short. So I had to follow his lead.
Okay. Anybody else? Is there anybody we can talk to? Is there anything I can do right now to help you talk to somebody?
I get a lot of different energies in the building. I know that it's been refurbished or fixed up, and I know that it's a fairly old building, so there's a lot of different energies. But because it's primarily the business, the only person that is coming forward is Ted Rogers.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Which is really strange.
It's kind of boring.
He likes what you're doing.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Ted. I guess. If it's somebody, if somebody comes to you that has a family member that's deceased and they want to try and communicate with that family member, what's the usual reaction? Does it usually work? Does it not work? Does it wind up helping them or do they wind up being more upset?
It usually works and it usually helps.
Yeah.
I'm usually able to bring that person through. And what I do, I bring in proofs like how they died.
Yeah.
How old were they? What age were they in? And all these other proofs that and things that went on in that relationship with that person that only that person and the person seeking the reading would know.
Right.
So it's, you know, it and for people that are seeking closure, I do a lot of grief work with people that have lost someone in the past. That kind of thing.
Can we talk to somebody? Is there anything that we can do right now?
It's Mocha.
Yeah.
I have a very, I would say, stubborn grandmother or great-grandmother. I feel like I'm on mom's side, but I think I'm in the great-grandmother generation.
Okay.
Because I think your grandmother's still alive, correct?
On my dad's side.
Okay. I've got somebody on mom's side. I felt like I was in a very much older generation.
Okay.
Were you close to this woman at all? With grandma on mom's side?
It was... We called her grandma, but she wasn't really my grandmother.
But she's
on my mom's
side.
She's
going by the name that she was called.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Okay, and she just wants you to know that...
Can I say something before you continue?
Sure.
This grandma that everybody, like all the cousins, like everybody, all the parents even used to call her grandma, right? I dream about her a lot.
Okay.
And she was in a dream that I had like a week and a half
ago. She's trying
to
talk to you right now, Mocha.
Sorry, I'm just saying.
No, that's cool because she came right in and she just said, Grandma's
here.
She's
here right now?
Yeah. She's right beside you on your, I guess that's your right because I'm on my left, so it would be your right side.
What is she, does she want to say anything? Can she say anything?
She just wants to let you know that she really likes the fact that you're very good to people around you. I don't know if you do a lot of community service stuff or you do something that she's proud of, the way that you conduct yourself. I don't know whether she was somebody that taught you how to present yourself or was just somebody you went to as a role model or she was just always there because she just seems to want to say to you that you have a lot more impact on people than you realize. It's just this feeling of being very proud of you. Does she have a respiratory problem before she passed?
Yes.
Like something wrong with her chest?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's just saying she's fine now.
So it was like
she
the hospital, like the day that she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Like she said a few hours
before she passed. I saw
and she couldn't speak and she couldn't communicate.
Yeah,
either.
Not at all.
But she knew you were there, or the family was there. Were you actually there at the time?
Not at the time that she passed, but like a few hours before, or maybe it was the day before. I was young. I was like, I think high school or before high school.
Okay, because she knows that there was a period of time when she was in and out, even the day before, and she knew you were there. She's talking about being there.
All right, that's one.
Okay.
Let's try and get somebody else now.
7:41. It's Roz and Mocha Show. Yo, I'm spooked out.
You should be.
My grandma's here, yo.
Nah, it's a good thing. They're protective.
I like that.
Should we take some calls?
Yeah, sure.
416-870-8888. I seriously am creeped out right now.
That's pretty great. People love this stuff. I love this stuff. Is it because I don't believe that my dead people aren't showing up?
Might be because I'm a little nervous, too.
Oh.
Catherine McDonald is here, by the way. Spiritualist. 416-870-8888 if you want to talk to her.
It's the Roz and Mocha Show. Are you scared yet?
Somebody's got to rub it on my chest.
Happy Halloween. Kiss 92.5.
Welcome to Halloween, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Halloween. Catherine McDonald is here. She's a spiritualist. Go to spiritualcat.com for all the information for Catherine. Earlier, if you missed it, Mocha's great Grammy was in the room. Right?
Yes.
That happened.
She's still standing on my right, apparently.
Unable to talk to my dead people because maybe it has something to do with that I'm a non-believer. Maybe.
I can't control who comes in. It doesn't mean they're not around. I can't control it.
Maybe. Would you tell me if there was somebody behind me that wanted to kill me? Or somebody behind me? Would you that? Because
you
have a look in your eye right now that I'm worried that something's going on around me that you see and you have... You won't tell me what's really going on.
No, I'm honest that way. I don't play games.
Catherine, have you ever been doing a reading for somebody where you were able to see someone in the room who wasn't happy to have been called out or communicated with?
I've seen people who have not been happy about how they died and not been ready for communication, but they are happy to communicate usually because they want to be acknowledged.
Right.
I don't have anybody that's like a poltergeist or anything like that.
Have you ever encountered anything really, really scary on that end? Like,
we see in
scary movies, like movies
like
Paranormal
Activity.
No,
that's all Hollywood, and it's great for movies. But no, they've always been around. I have been seeing spirits since I was three, and aware of it and acknowledging it by the time I was about seven. So to me, that's my norm.
Yeah.
And they were my friends. I never had anything that I was afraid of. Never.
Want to take a phone call?
Yeah.
It's
I'm still freaked out, yo.
416-870-8888.
Hello?
It's Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Say hi to Catherine McDonald.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Good. How are you, Sarah?
I'm not too bad.
Okay. The first thing I'm picking up around you is a male. I want to say that I'm with an uncle or somebody that you would have looked up to. That was maybe not an uncle, but a family friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I feel like he wants to say that whatever you're have been going through in the last 6 months, you are going to get through it.
Okay.
Okay, you've had a really rough period over the last 3 months, 2 to 3 months, and you will get through it. This gentleman seems to have been quite a joker and kind of a fun spirit, but he was also very somebody you could go to and rely on. He presents as an uncle. And it just seems to be someone that is on your dad's side of the house. Might be
really?
A great uncle.
Because I don't recall, like, being close to any uncles or anybody.
Now, they may come in because they're there to guide and protect you. Even if you didn't know them, they will know you. But there's something about what you're doing in your life right now. You're going through a large transition where you're trying to make a big change in your life.
Right.
Okay, and he says you're on the right track. You need to follow your gut on that one. And there's two people in your life that you're sort of wondering where they fit. Trust your gut.
First, my dad.
Trust your gut. If you don't feel
they fit,
them. If you feel they fit, then figure out where. But I feel like you're going to change the people that are around you, and it's going to be a good thing for you.
Okay, sounds great. I actually have a sixth sense myself, but like it's not as strong as yours. So
everybody has it, and it's it's gut instinct. It's and it does help you to get through life.
Okay. And is there anything else that they want to say or?
I don't know if you've gone through a job transition or what you do for money. But I feel like you're on a better track now than you were about 6 months ago.
Okay, sounds great. Well, thank you so much. Brilliant.
You're very welcome.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Roz and Mocha, Kiss 92.5.
Hi, Kiss 92.5.
Hi, it's Sarah as well.
What's going on?
Not much. How are you?
Good. Say good morning to Catherine McDonald.
Hi, Catherine. How are you? Happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween, and great to speak to you. What's your name again, hon? I missed it.
My name is Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah, another Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
Anything?
The first thing around you, honey, is this feeling of a move or a transition. I don't know whether you've just made a move or you're wanting to move. Does that make sense to you?
If it's more like a year, then yes, there was a move.
Okay, it might be up to back about a year ago, and you're still settling in, okay? You still don't feel like it's real or that you're quite there yet, but you did make the right choice. There is a female around you. I want to say like a great aunt, might be grandmother, but she strikes me as actually on your mother's side, okay? And she wants to say, yes, you made the right choice in doing that move. There's something you're reluctant about. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, on my mother's side?
I believe it's on mom's side. It's a female on mom's side, either grandmom or great-grandmom.
Okay.
Okay? If grandmom's still alive, then I'm back a generation. We're not sending anybody anywhere early, okay? So
okay.
I just feel like this is very much an elderly lady. She just wants to say that you made the right choice with that move. Please don't, regret it. And you're trying to, I don't know if you're going back to school or doing something educationally or something of training, but there's something about you've been avoiding it and you need to, and it might be related to whatever you do for work.
Okay, that makes sense. An upgrade.
Can you not just ask the person that you see around her what their name is?
I don't get names. I get like vivid descriptions usually, and it takes a little longer than the time we have for the segment. But,
okay.
But I don't usually get names. I sometimes get initials. Occasionally, I'll get a name.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Do you find it any different to sort of do this sort of thing over the phone as opposed to like doing it with the people in the room?
No, I do. I do all of my Toronto client work over the phone now or over Skype.
Skype?
And I, yep.
Aye.
Welcome to the future.
Yeah, really. Technology.
And then I do the in-person, and I also do like party events or group events. But it makes no difference to me. I have you send me a headshot, and then I do the reading.
Wow, that's
cool. Wow.
There you go. Sarah, thank you so much for calling into the Roz and Mocha Show.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Right on.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so Catherine, if people want to get in touch with you.
Yep.
The website is, can they just go to your website?
Yep, they can. All the info's there.
SpiritualCat.com.
Yep.
And cat for Catherine, not like spiritual kitten. SpiritualCat.com.
You got it.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, Kiss 92.5.